Lord Jesus.
Amen. Well, this morning I have some good news.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're continuing in the economy of God.
Amen.
And you look at the title, and it may not sound so positive.
It's positive.
But this is good news.
Amen.
You know, the Apostle Paul made a point of knowing nothing but Jesus Christ and this one crucified.
Yes. Amen.
His crucifixion,
yes.
The way of the cross,
amen.
Is crucial in God's economy.
Yeah.
You know, we're on the economy of God, and so we need to see the principle of the cross.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So what is the principle of the cross? It's that the new creation came into being by putting the old one to an end.
Amen.
So God created the in Genesis 1, he created the old creation.
Right.
Yeah.
But then God came again to start something new.
Hallelujah.
And that newness began and came about through the cross.
Right.
The new creation that's spoken about in the New Testament is the old creation having passed through the cross.
Amen.
To become.
Amen.
Something new.
Amen.
And in the church life, we're in the new creation.
Right.
The only way to be there is to be through the cross.
Amen.
So I'm going to have to go through a bunch of the items of the old creation, but there's good news at the end.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the first item that what God created was the angels, right?
Mm-hmm.
The angelic life. And then after he created the angels, God went about and made the earth, and it's not listed, but all the animals and all the creation on the earth. And then he made man, the human life.
Amen.
So these are just going through this list here. So those are the two items of the old creation that God made. And all the rest, except for maybe the last point, are things that came about because of Satan.
Yes.
So first, one of the angels rebelled, the top angel. He became God's adversary. That's the meaning of Satan. And then a bunch of angels followed him, one third according to Revelation, and they became the kingdom of Satan. And then Satan got himself into man and injected himself as sin into man. And this produced, as the sinful nature, and this produced acts that were sinful, and those are called sins. So there's our sinful nature sin, and there's our act of sinning, which are our many sins. And then, and this is interesting, Satan created or invented, the book says, he invented the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in this context, the world is not the earth, but it's the culmination
mm-hmm.
of human culture and behavior on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan invented it in order to distract man from God as his provision, protection, and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the world as another item of the old creation and all the things in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the result of our sin is death, so that's the eighth item. And our body created by God, because of sin entering into it, was corrupted to become the flesh. That's the ninth item. And the old man is the totality of our fallen being.
God.
So that's the tenth item. And the self, what's the right definition. The self is the corrupted soul that cares only for itself. Lord Jesus. And even all things or all creation had to be recovered. In Romans 8:19, it says, the whole creation awaits the revelation of the sons of God.
Amen.
Colossians 1:20, Christ reconciled all things. Not just these 11 items, but all things, which implies that all things needed to be recovered. They were all part of the old things, and they all needed to become new. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And conveniently for God, man is effectively the center of this old creation. So it became a good place for God to come and deal with the old creation.
Amen.
Because Satan got into man, right?
Yes.
So Satan's in man. And all these corrupted parts of man are in man, the flesh, the old man, the self. And man invented the world through Satan's instigation. All these things are involved and come through man. Even man became a member of the kingdom of Satan. So, through this man, by judging this man, God could judge all of the old creation. And all these old things are taken away. So, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Then we go back through the list and read some of these verses that reveal the end of the items of the old creation. Let's have some turn to Colossians 1:20. Maybe a couple of you could read that for us.
And through him to reconcile all things to himself.
Amen.
Having made peace through the blood of his cross.
Amen.
Through him, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens.
Amen. So clearly, that's all things, but then it mentions the things on the earth or the things in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels were reconciled by his death.
Mm-hmm.
And Galatians 2:20, some of you should have that memorized.
Amen.
Let's speak it. Who has it?
Amen.
I am crucified with Christ.
And it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me.
And the life
which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
Amen. So the I is crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And then Hebrews 2:14, that's mentioned a few times. We should read that.
Yes.
And maybe somebody can be looking ahead to John 12:31.
Amen.
Who's got Hebrews 2:14?
Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is the devil.
Amen.
John 12:31.
Amen.
Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So Satan is judged. The world is judged.
Amen.
The power of death is judged.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I won't go through all of these, but the old man, the self, even all things were reconciled to God through the cross.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we need to not just realize or memorize these points, we need to apply it in our daily life. If any of these things ever give you trouble, and surely we all have to confess they do, we need to apply the cross.
Amen.
Pray, read these verses to say, my old man has been crucified.
Amen.
It's no longer I.
Amen.
No more self.
Amen.
And this really applies because in the church life, the church is nothing but the new creation.
Amen.
It's the new man.
Right.
Even said, in Christ, everything has become new.
Amen.
And there's no room for any of the old man.
Amen.
No Scythian, no slave, no Jew, no Gentile, no whatever we are. There's only room for Christ.
Amen.
So for us to live practically in the church, in the new man, we have to apply this principle of the cross.
Amen.
To our being, even in our daily life.
Amen.
And then there will be some more good news next week about, well, maybe not next week because we'll be in Irvine, but about the principle of resurrection.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.